Over the past 2 years, Comcast Rise has provided over $110 million in monetary, marketing, and technology grants to strengthen and empower 13,000 small businesses owned by people of color and women that were hardest hit during the pandemic. Rise has partnered with Philadelphia area tech education and training nonprofit HopeWorks to develop and release an interactive map of the Comcast Rise awardees' locations, encouraging consumers to patronize these Comcast Rise small businesses in their communities. You can check out the map and learn more about each of these small businesses by visiting www.comcastrise.com.
Welcome to Diversity Discourse, the official podcast of Minority Business Entrepreneur Magazine. This is the space where we create meaningful conversations around supplier diversity, diverse business entrepreneurship, and diversity, equity, and inclusion with some of the industry's most engaging and successful entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and experts. Now, let's get started with today's episode.
Today's guest is Monty Brule, an Atlanta-based business consultant focused on serving minority and female business owners and a partner at business consulting firm Oakland Consulting. Hi, Monty. Thank you so much for joining me today to discuss succession planning and the importance of legacy for MWBE business owners.
Hi, Tanya. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. So let's just jump into it. Tell me, how important is legacy for MWBE?
Wow. Well, you know, for any small business owner, you really put your blood, sweat, and tears into building a business over a lifetime. And for a minority business owner or a female business owner, I think that that's doubly important. It takes so much. You have to work so much harder. You really have to be more successful than your white counterparts to have a thriving ongoing business. And so legacy becomes really important. It's not just about making money. It's about making a difference.
That's true. That's very true. And let's talk a bit about succession planning in MWBE. What are some of the key factors of succession planning?
Well, you know, it's really funny because some people don't want to think about succession planning at all. they want to be there until they're 100. I spoke with a very successful business owner last week, and he said, you know, Monty, I plan to be like Warren Buffett. I'm going to be here when I'm 95, and I'll probably just keel over at my debt. And then I said, okay, but what happens then? And so that becomes the question. So often business owners either have multiple children, and you have to decide which of those kids is going to run the company, or maybe none of the kids wants to run the company. Then you have to look internally and look at your management team to see if there's someone there who's capable of doing it. And then the last option generally is to look outside and to say, well, maybe I'm going to sell this company, but who do I sell my baby to? You know, would you sell one of your kids? I mean, that's what it feels like when you go outside the family and you say, I've got to find a new owner for this company. And that's where Oakland Consulting can be very helpful, because we have a tried and true process, and we're objective. And in some ways, we're like therapists or counselors, because we sit down with the owners and they can sort of tell us all of the emotional things that they're feeling, and we can help them get a good outcome.
That's good. You know, I mean, and you talk about business owners who have children, and then there are business owners like me, and I don't have any children. So then I do have to think about, well, if there's somebody on the management team, or, you know, is it something that I want to sell? What goes into determining which way to go? How do you help someone come to that conclusion?
Well, you know, the answer to that question, I think, is a combination of having the skill, having a shared vision, and then being able to, quite honestly, have the resources to pay a fair valuation for the business. It's really the best thing to do is to be transparent and to have a process that's fair, so that it's not about a buyer taking advantage of a seller or a seller taking advantage of a buyer. It's great when you can have a meeting of the mind. And for example, we're dealing with the owner of an engineering company who said, you know, it's important to him that the values of the company continue. So he's been very active in supporting education for minority engineering students, and he would hate to see that go away. So he may be willing to perhaps take a lower valuation to sell to an owner who's committed to continuing his scholarship program. And so you've got to really, you know, look at all sides of the problem and come up with something that works for everybody.
Okay. Now, what are some of the mistakes people make when they're doing their succession planning?
Well, the one common error is to have unrealistic expectations. That's a very general comment, but I have to say that's a very big box. And so the first thing you want to do with a founder is to have a discussion about exactly what they expect to happen. You know, what is the price that they would like to get for their company? Is it too high? In some cases, it could be too low. Have they done an honest evaluation of their children or maybe their management team? Just because you love Junior doesn't mean that he's the best person to run the company. And so you've got to be honest with yourself about that. And then finally, a lot of people don't consider their customers. It shouldn't come as a shock to your customer base that you have sold the company, because they will take that as a misuse of their trust, if you will. That if someone's been your customer for 10 or 20 years, and then they find out one day that you're no longer the owner of the company, they feel left out. They feel like you didn't value that relationship. So you've got to think about what succession looks like in terms of the transition to your customers.
Okay, that's good. And in terms of challenges that people may face, you know, in effective succession planning, are there any? Here's the thing. I would imagine for some business owners, one of the challenges would be, let's say I'm a business owner and I have three children. I decide I'm going to either let one manage it and disregard the other two, or I'm going to sell it and not give anybody the opportunity. That may be a challenge, but are there really any challenges to effective succession planning?
Well, I think the number one challenge is having a willingness to let go. Because someone may say, okay, I'm going to turn it over to these new owners, whether they be family or employees or someone from the outside. But it's really tough after you spent 30 years going to the same office every day to all of a sudden say, I'm giving the keys to somebody else. So you have to have some honest discussions about what that looks like. And I found that it works best if you can work out some arrangement so that the founder can stay involved over the course of a year or so. And there can be a way to kind of ease them out the door so there's not the shock of them suddenly not having anything to do. And there's also a legal instrument called a family limited partnership. So you mentioned having three children. Well, maybe only one of the kids is interested in running the company, or only one of the kids has the skill set to run the company. Well, you can make that person, that child, the general partner who has operating control over the company and the partnership. But the other kids could be limited partners, and they get an equal share of the proceeds from the company, but they don't have the legal right to run the company. And so, you know, that can be a solution where everyone gets the money, but only one of your heirs has the ability to run the company.
Okay. And in terms of professionals to assist, I know Oakland Consulting does that. So in addition to telling me services that you all offer, what are the professionals need to be involved in the succession planning process?
Well, you know, it's very important to have great legal counsel, and it's important to have a great accountant. I like to tell the story of Jack Kent Cook, who used to own the Washington football team. And the reason that Dan Snyder is the current owner of that team is because Jack Kent Cook didn't do any succession planning. And so when he died, the estate taxes were so great that the family had to sell their NFL franchise because they couldn't afford otherwise to pay the estate taxes. And so if someone at that level can do such a bad job of estate planning, then I think your average small business owner shouldn't feel bad because they haven't done it. So you want to take the advice of your lawyer, you want to take the advice of your accountant, and then, you know, as I said, talk to your customers. See what your customers feel about the future, and try to position the company so that there's an easy transition that's in alignment with the business goals of your customers.
Okay. And one last question. When do we begin the succession planning process? I think I know where that one.
Well, you know, when you're watching CNBC and people are talking about the stock market, they always say that the stock market doesn't like surprises. That you want to do a good job of telegraphing exactly what it is you're going to do. And I would say that succession planning is the same way. The earlier you can do it, the more transparent and open you can be about the process, the more everyone knows exactly what's going to happen in the future, the better it is for you know, all the parties involved. But it's never too late. And if you haven't done it, now's a good time to start. And as you mentioned, you know, Oakland Consulting is a great resource. We like to say we do complex transactions. If the things that we do were easy, then someone else would be doing them. So we really like to roll up our sleeves, dive into the nuances of the business, and help owners, their heirs, their management team, help everyone get the best outcome that's possible.
Okay, sounds good. All right, everyone, you heard it here. It's time to at least begin thinking about a succession plan, no matter where you are in your business journey. Thank you again, Lonnie, for joining me today and giving our listeners some information to help them in their succession planning. Now, tell everyone how they can get in touch with you and Oakland Consulting.
Well, the best way is through our website, which is Oakland Consulting, and that's OAKLYN. OaklandConsulting.com. And my email, of course, is mbruell at oakland.consulting.
All right. Thank you so much, Monty. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Tanya.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Diversity Discourse. the official podcast of Minority Business Entrepreneur Magazine. We hope you enjoyed it. Please be sure to subscribe so that we can join you again. And if you appreciate the show, jump on over to iTunes and give us some stars. For more tips and notes from the show, check us out at mbemag.com. And to find out which guests and topics we'll be discussing next, sign up for our newsletter at mbemag.com/pulse. That's mbemag.com/pulse. We'll talk to you next time. We'll be right back.